Welcome to Oncology Data Advisor, where we explore the latest advances in cancer research and patient care. Thanks for listening to this episode. Be sure to visit oncdata.com for more content, including expert perspectives from leading oncology thought leaders, FDA approvals, patient advocacy, and much more. And don't forget to subscribe to Oncology Data Advisor on social media to stay up to date on the latest videos, podcasts, and more.
Hi, welcome to this iThroughHealth interview. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Spiro Cataland from The Ohio State University. Dr. Cataland is currently serving as chair of iThroughHealth's online activity and hematology fellows meeting series on current standards and new directions in the treatment of ATTP. And today, he's here to share some additional perspectives on the research that is covered in the activity. Dr. Cataland, pleasure to have you on today.
Thank you very much. Really a pleasure to be here and talk with you today and talk about what I think is a very interesting disease or collection of diseases in thrombotic microangiopathies. And it's certainly something I focus on as a clinician and clinical researcher at The Ohio State University.
Absolutely. To start off, would you like to introduce yourself and say a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Spiro Cataland. I'm a hematologist at The Ohio State University at the Wexner Medical Center at The Ohio State University. I'm also the head of benign hematology and a clinical and research focus on non-malignant hematology, but especially thrombotic microangiopathy such as TTP, congenital TTP, and atypical HUS.
Awesome. So as you mentioned, this activity on iThroughHealth was recorded last July, so about 9 months or so ago. Have there been any new advances in ITTP treatment and management that have occurred since this was recorded?
Yeah, that's a great question. Any specific advances? Not so much, but we're moving in that direction. And since this has been recorded, there's been ongoing enrollment on two prospective studies studying the use of caplacizumab as well as recombinant ADAM TS13 protease. And these are two different studies using them, the caplacizumab or the recombinant, with a minimal plasma exchange approach. So the idea is, can you treat TTP with targeted therapies, either caplacizumab or recombinant ADAM TS13, without the need for plasma exchange, without the need for the deep line, the exposure to plasma, and the risks that go along with it. So it's very exciting. Both those studies are progressing nicely and accruing patients. And I think very soon we'll have some very interesting data on that.
That's great. So in addition to these, are there any other ongoing trials or research or even just new directions in ITTP that you're looking forward to seeing results of in the near future?
Yeah, I think there's kind of a change in this disease from one that's an acute disorder with flares and relapse to one that is a chronic disorder that we know is associated with, unfortunately, a shortened life expectancy, a greater risk for cardiovascular complications. And it's these cardiovascular complications that likely lead to this shortened mortality. So efforts to improve the quality of life, the quantity of life, by addressing these long-term complications is really where things are ongoing. And as part of our USTMA consortium that I helped to lead, we're focusing on those exact complications in TTP, neurovascular, done by my colleague Shruti Chattopadhyay at Johns Hopkins. We're working on cardiac complications in TTP at Ohio State, and as well looking at some of these neurocognitive functions and mood disorder issues are done by my colleagues at the University of Minnesota and Marsh and Lazepa. So it's interesting how there's a new focus of disorder to one as a chronic disease that needs long-term management and follow-up, not just the risk of relapse as has been in the past, but monitoring for these complications, trying to prevent them or ameliorate them if we can in patients.
It's very exciting. Would you like to tell us a little bit more about some of this research that you're personally involved in or anything that you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, I think some of the things that are going to be coming out very soon. One thing is very exciting. It's not immune-mediated TTP, but congenital TTP. There should be a publication being released very soon regarding the recombinant ADAM TS13 data in congenital TTP. And I think that's very exciting. In addition to the fact that it's being studied in immune-mediated TTP, it makes it equally exciting. Sort of a new angle to approach these patients. I think some of these data that I've already referred to in sort of the cardiovascular complications in these patients, I think are very interesting. A lot of the work that's going to go on is to try to understand how common they are, which we just don't know, how to screen for them, other than an informed clinician who knows about them to ask about them. And as well, which I think most important, is the mechanism for why these complications occur, which would then allow us to try to intervene and prevent them. Some of the cardiac data we've shown, so a small vessel disease in these patients, which is really inducible by stress on this cardiac MRI studies that we did in TTP patients. And the knee-jerk reaction is always to put them on an aspirin, as most hematologists would say. But these complications don't seem to be mediated by thrombotic complications. It's rather a functional defect in their endothelium. So I think it's very interesting work. It's exciting and really looking at these patients in a different way, and not just acute episodes and not just the ADAMTS13 activity.
Absolutely. Thanks for sharing all of that. So with all these new directions that are being explored, what are you personally most looking forward to seeing in the treatment and management of ITTP in coming years?
I think the most exciting thing is to be able to do this without plasma exchange therapy. And plasma exchange therapy has obviously been life-saving for patients. It's very effective, but it's got its own issues. Again, the need for the deep line, plasma exposure, the risks of the plasma exposure. And I think what you're seeing is going from the broad general approach of plasma exchange to the more specific targeted therapies of TTP. And so using caplacizumab over combined ADAMTS13, as well as any other number of approaches that are being developed in preclinical research, as well as early clinical trials. So I think it's very interesting and exciting to see us go from the non-specific therapy to the more specific targeted therapy to allow us to do this without plasma exchange. And ideally, hopefully at some point, do this without the need for hospitalization completely as an outpatient, which would be better for patients.
Absolutely. That will be very exciting to see all that come into play in coming years. So I think my final question for you is, do you have any messages or words of advice for clinicians regarding how they can best manage these complications and optimize quality of life for their patients who have experienced ITTP?
Yeah, I think the best advice I give the trainees and clinicians in general is to try to keep up on some of these issues and complications that occur. Many times you won't get the correct answer if you don't ask the correct questions. You have to understand these complications. So for example, these neurocognitive deficits tend to be short-term memory issues. You talk to the patient, they may seem perfectly functional, but there may be deficits in this short-term memory, forgetting where they just put their keys, asking their spouse the same question two or three times, or something they just asked them, which is frustrating for both members in that relationship. So I think understanding these complications allows you to ask more directed and targeted questions to really elicit the responses that you're looking for, to sort of probe if these complications may be there.
Great, thank you. That's very helpful advice. Anything else you'd like to mention about current or ongoing directions in TTP research, or anything else regarding this activity?
You know, I think what's exciting is, and people can certainly say this is a rare disease, I'm not going to see this in my career. And I would tell you, you are going to see this in your career. You're going to see this in your career because they do show up in the emergency department, but they're also living longer. We're getting less and less issues with mortality up front. There'll be more survivors living longer. We're all going to have to deal with these issues. The other thing that's important is I think some of these issues and treatments that we're seeing used in TTP are going to expand to other disorders, especially treatment of stroke. And I think it's very exciting. You may see some of these issues indeed be applicable to other diseases as we go forward, and they're applied to other diseases, these treatments. Very exciting, I think.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming on today to talk about all this and share this research with us. It was wonderful to hear about all this latest progress in the new directions, and we're looking forward to work with you again in the future. So thank you again.
Great. Thanks, Kara. Appreciate it.
Thank you.